Why is Mrs. Snyder always so grumpy? It seems like every day is a bad day for her. Maybe I can help cheer her up.
That's a great idea. After all, it would be a good way to show her the love of Jesus. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. Let's get started. Back in the neighborhood where I grew up, my neighbor across the street was always a little grouchy. If you said hi to him, the best you'd get back was a grunt. If you tried to talk about the weather, he would only complain. There just didn't seem to be anything that could make him happy. I don't remember him ever smiling, but I do remember trying to cheer him up. My family would sometimes bake cookies for him or shovel his driveway just to show him Jesus' love. It's how we followed Colossians 3:17, which says, "Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." And now, our story. It's entitled, Post Office Box Neighbors. In the pouring rain, Millie and her mom ran into the post office to check their mail. They didn't have a mailbox at their home. They rented a box from the post office.
"I'm soaked. Just another thing to add to my horrible day," Miss Snyder, Millie and Mom's post office box neighbor, grumbled as she checked her mail.
"I'm sorry you're having a rough day, Mrs. Snyder. Would you like to borrow my umbrella?" Millie asked.
Mrs. Snyder shook her head. "I'm already soaked, so I'll just make a run for it."
"See you tomorrow,"
Millie called as Mrs. Snyder dashed back out into the rain.
"Why is Mrs. Snyder always so unhappy?" Millie asked her mom when they got back in the car.
"I'm not really sure, Millie, but we can pray for her and continue to be kind to her." When they arrived home, Millie ran to her room to make Mrs. Snyder a card. It wasn't a birthday, Christmas, or Easter card. It was just an encouragement card that Millie hoped would help Mrs. Snyder have a better day. Inside, she wrote, "A field full of sunflowers to brighten your day. Your post office box neighbor, Millie." Then she drew a picture of the sun shining on a field of sunflowers. During dinner that night, Millie told her dad about the encounter with Mrs. Snyder.
"I think you were letting Jesus' love shine through you today," Dad told her. "You could have ignored Mrs. Snyder or grumbled back at her, but you chose to be kind.
The Bible reminds us that whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. Because Jesus loves us, we can show his love and kindness to others." After dinner, Mom helped Millie address the card to Mrs. Snyder, and they mailed it on the way to school the next morning. A few days later, Millie and Mom were checking their box for mail when Mrs. Snyder walked in with a big smile on her face.
"Millie, I got your card. Thank you for thinking of me. Those sunflowers made me smile."
Millie grinned at her mom as they walked out of the post office.
"Thank you for helping me mail that card, Mom. I'm going to keep praying for Mrs. Snyder every day."
So, how about you? Did you know that just a little act of kindness can show someone the love of Jesus? The Bible reminds us that we are representatives of the Lord, so when we show kindness to someone, Jesus' love shines through us. Because he has shown his love to us, we can show it to others. So put a smile on someone's face today and shine the light of Jesus. Our key verse is Colossians 3:17.
"Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father."
And our key thought for today, show kindness to others.
Can animals go to heaven?
God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.